someone here and you are, you've been the devil's, he's just beat you. He's just continued to beat you like just a punching bag. In the name of Jesus, you go free from that today. When you leave here, you get in your car and you tell him to get out forever. You tell him to go. You speak to him and you tell him to get out. You are not his punching bag. And you do not have to have one thing after another and deal with one thing after another and keep on dealing with trouble one thing after another. No, you don't. There's about three people here, and your pride has cost you so much. Your pride, you're just, I'm not gonna, I ain't, I didn't, I'm, you're just, you know what? If you don't come off the pride, the fall will come. You want to come off that pride. You know what pride is? It's putting you, that's what Satan did. He said he had a better way. He chose to do it his way. We're not doing it his way. We're doing it God's way. And God says, I'll help you. I will help you. Let me give you the answer. I know I said this in the beginning, and I got to say it again. We cannot put our head in the sand and act like things will change. You're going to have the same thing turn back up again if you don't deal with it today. So in the name of Jesus, for every soul in here, I declare that they awaken and Holy Spirit, show them whatever thorn needs to be pulled out. Whatever weeds need to be removed so that they could see. And Father, if they have trouble understanding and retaining things, I declare that their minds become clear and they see and they understand what you're saying to them. Help them to face that tomb and open up their mouth and declare life. Come out of that grave. Come out in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord.